It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, Michigan fans. This is Trevor Woods from SB Nation's Maize and Brew. This is the 14th post-game reaction pod that I have done this season. There have been 13 victories before today. Tonight, New Year's Eve, it's almost midnight, and we're going to welcome in 2023. And 2023, January of that year, will not feature a Michigan football game. Michigan came up short in the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, Arizona at State Farm Stadium. A wild, wild one. A game that is going to be very difficult for me to summarize here. And I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to do it effectively and factually. TCU won the game 51-45. They took a 14-0 lead into the second quarter. By halftime, that lead became 21-6. The second half, absolutely insane amount of scoring. Michigan actually outscored the Horned Frogs in the second half, 39-30, but wasn't enough. Didn't get the job done. The game is defined by many big plays by both teams, both quarterbacks, but also misfires, as Jim Harbaugh put it at his post-game press conference, by both teams, and ended up costing Michigan. And there was some bad officiating in this one, too, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. But Michigan started slow in this one, but it could be argued they actually started fast. A big, long run of 54 yards by Donovan Edwards, the first play of the game, almost looked like it was going to be a touchdown. And for a moment, it felt like, here we go, the route might be on, but Michigan ends up getting in the red zone via a very crazy J.J. McCarthy, Fran Tarkenton-like run, got Michigan with goal to go. Michigan decided to go for it on fourth down. A Philly special-esque play where Colston Loveland took the ball, looked like it was going to be a pass to J.J. McCarthy. That play was stopped. Jim Harbaugh said he thought it was going to work. He said that's on him. He takes responsibility for that play call. And if he had a chance, he would have called something other than that. So 7 points there. They thought they were going to get seven. They could have got three. Jake Moody's as money as they get. had a 59-yard field goal in this one right before halftime that gave Michigan a little bit of juice heading into the locker room. But anyway, that first drive, no points. TCU capitalized off some J.J. McCarthy mistakes. Two big, big mistakes by Michigan's 19-year-old quarterback. Both resulted in touchdowns for TCU via interception returns, pick sixes. Absolutely brutal. The percentages for a team to win a game in which a quarterback throws two pick sixes is around 99.9%. Steve Kornacki, legendary Michigan writer, actually everything legendary writer, Tigers, Tampa Rays, you name it, but Steve gave me that stat that it's virtually unheard of for a team to win a game when the quarterback throws two pick sixes. But also got to give Michigan credit, have to give McCarthy credit. A lot of teams and quarterbacks would have folded, but Michigan kept scratching and clawing back in this one, and it was rough. The TCU defense, they were fast, they were physical, they were flying to the football. They had a good chunk of hard hits in this one. McCarthy was under duress a lot. He took some really big hits in this one, kept getting up a couple times. I was concerned he might not get back up, but he continued to do so. And TCU did a very good job of taking away just short to intermediate routes. It was very difficult for receivers to get open. And then there were a couple times when receivers were open that it wasn't on JJ. He simply just didn't have enough time to throw. JJ, he's going to look at this tape, and there's going to be some plays that you could say he had a little bit of happy feet, or took him maybe a little too long to process something where he should have scrambled to get some yards, and he decided to stay in the pocket, stand strong, stay tough, hang in there. But the kid's got great wheels, and when he did run in this one, he had a two-point conversion successful via his legs. He had a 39-yard scamper in this one. He had a touchdown run. He was running all over the place, guys. And McCarthy had 52 rushing yards, but it's actually more than that, because in college football, when there's a sack, it takes away some yards. So McCarthy would have had more than the 52. But it was a gutsy performance. And what's going to stick in the mind of McCarthy in the days to come, what's going to eat it is his psyche, is those two interceptions. But he also made some of the best throws he's made as a Michigan quarterback to this point. Some long ones to Ronnie Bell and Roman Wilson and Colston Loveland. Some were just absolutely threading the needle. And going forward, I know it's a tough pill to swallow right after loss for fans, coaches, players, and anybody who gives a damn about this program, but the fact of the matter is the future is still bright. Michigan's going to lose some key pieces. Center Oluwatimi is going to be gone. It's looking like tight end Luke Schoonmaker is going to be going to the NFL, and that hurt in this one. Early on, Schoonmaker had a 32-yard reception, and that was it for him in the game, and his arm was in a sling after the game, so I absolutely hated to see that. And if that is how his career ends at Michigan, hats off to you, sir. You're a great teammate, great leader, and I loved your story and following it. So hats off to you. And that's what's always kind of, you know, kind of sad, I guess you could say, about the game of college football. And what also makes it special is no team is the same year by year. There's always a new identity. There's new leaders that emerge. There's new faces. It's a continuous coming and going. And Ronnie Bell, we'll see if he's going to be back. I think he's going to be gone, heading to the NFL. And these are just some of the people who are going to be gone. But like I said, new people will emerge. But back to the game at hand, the final score of 51-45 was the highest points total in a Fiesta Bowl. The 59-yard field goal by Jake Moody, that is a program record for the University of Michigan football team. So what we witnessed on Saturday afternoon, which seemed like a very long game just because of so much scoring and stoppages, just wow, and I was there. So grateful and so blessed to be there, but this is still going to take me a long time to process. But boy, was it something. And to the casual football fan, I would sure like to think they're on the edge of their seats. And, you know, if they are not, go watch some soccer or something. Seriously. Because Harbaugh said the winner of this game was the game of football. And he's right. He gave TCU a ton of credit and Coach Sonny Dykes. And their offensive line, the TCU offensive line, did really damn good, too. They had 263 yards on the ground with three touchdowns. Max Duggan was quite inconsistent in this one. A lot of errant throws. The pass rush seemed to almost be getting home for Michigan sometimes, but only one sack on the day opposed to four for TCU.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Duggan got out of trouble, and actually a couple of Duggan's touchdowns, both of them, to Barber and Johnston. The pressure was closing in on Duggan, but the pass rush didn't get home, and boom, there's two scores there. So just across the board, very impressed by TCU. I'll be the first to acknowledge that I dogged them for a good chunk of this year, that I didn't think the Big 12 was good. TCU, they've been like the Minnesota Vikings, to where they've won all these close games. And realistically, they could have had a 7-5 season. But good teams find a way to win in crunch time. And TCU has done that consistently. They're heading to the national championship. Congratulations, TCU. It kind of pains me to say that. I was hoping to be in Los Angeles myself covering the Michigan football Wolverines, and now I don't get to. So that certainly stings, but congratulations to TCU. Who I will not give a congratulations to is the officiating crew. Absolutely god-awful, horrible, horrible. They were SEC officials, and I actually had an article about this, that one of the officials is an Ohio State alum, the center judge, Chris Garner. And good luck to you, sir, if you happen to be listening to this podcast. But the bottom line is, this crew sucked. They dropped the ball, and a Roman Wilson, which should have been a 50-yard touchdown catch, they took off the damn board. And there is no conclusive evidence that Wilson was short. The play at hand, Wilson, his knee is down momentarily. He's kind of sitting, you could say, on the ground close to the goal line. The ball is in his hands. However, he's still bobbling it and hasn't completed the catch. Wilson certainly does not have possession of the football yet. And yet, it was actually a pretty quick review. That's what made it even more surprising. And they overturned the call on the field. And ESPN did a thing where they spliced all these different cameras together. It was very, very cool to see from a scientific physics point of view. And it looked like it was a touchdown. And at the very least, there's no way in absolute hell that you can overturn that call. So some of you may be saying, well, you can't complain about referees when there's two pick sixes and other big plays that Michigan's defense gave up and a fumble on the goal line. But Khalil Mullings, right after the fact, they overturned it. Ball's at the 1 yard line. The next play, it almost seems like a curse, man. You just, the type of stuff you can't make up. It just seems like if you put that in a movie, you'd have to, you know, edit that part out of the script because it seems like BS. Or if you're going for a BS movie, put that in the script. But that's what happened. The next play, Mullings fumbles. TCU gets the football. So, man, there's all these weird, bizarro plays that went against Michigan and went the other way. And they shouldn't have had to be in that position. Bottom line, can blame Mullings, can blame the play call to give the ball to Mullings, a guy who, linebacker for much of the season, that worked him out, you know, in spring ball, he's even running back. But due to injuries to Nakai Hill-Green and others, they brought him back to linebacker. And then when Corum got hurt, they brought him back to running back. But that's besides the point. Mullings shouldn't have been in that position. The Michigan offense shouldn't have been in that position. They shouldn't have had to run another play. That was already a touchdown. So, absolutely ridiculous, atrocious. I think somebody should be fired. That should be investigated. It just pathetic, absurd, astonishing. I have a lot of words for it, but I have no words for it either because just bullshit. How about that? Bullshit. The first time I've cussed on this podcast all year, and I think I picked the precise time to call out some BS. And then at the very end of the game, let's just fast forward to that, there's actually a ball spot that was spotted incorrectly that went against Michigan. But the last play of the game, under a minute left, fourth down play, it was actually a fumble, looked like some miscommunication on the snap. McCarthy had a shotgun, and anyways, some laterals. Then Donovan Edwards tosses to Colston Loveland. Loveland gets hit, and it was targeting. He gets hit in the back of the neck area. Clear targeting, textbook targeting. It's targeting. If that isn't targeting, I don't know what targeting is, and I do know what targeting is. And if you look online, other officials agree with me on both of these occasions. For example, Terry McCauley, who is the former official, but now he's ESPN's point man on Monday Night Football. Or actually, it might be Sunday Night Football. Yeah, I think it's Sunday Night Football. My point, though, is McCauley said like there's nothing, absolutely nothing that could have been done to overturn that touchdown call to Roman Wilson. There is a site called Football Zebras that they follow official assignments. They evaluate officials' performances during games. So I can't wait to see what they say, but they're in agreement with me. I know what the hell I'm talking about. And Michigan, I'm not saying that if they call it targeting and you know they get 15 yards, I believe the ball would have been roughly inching closer to the 50-yard line with around 36 seconds left. But it would give them a chance, and they deserve that chance within the confines of the rules. So everybody has a job to do. The coaching staff of Michigan could have done a better job. The offense could have done a better job at times. The defense could have done a better job at times for Michigan, but No, it's not a cop-out to spend a few minutes talking about this SEC crew that should be held accountable. Absolute BS, and like I said, absolutely despicable. But it's going to be hard to evaluate everything that happened in this game, guys. And thank you for sticking with me so far, if you're still here. But big plays define the game. You look at some of these scores in the second half. It's just wow. 20-yard touchdown run by McCarthy. You have a 76-yard reception by Quentin Johnston. Absolutely brutal sequence there. On a third down, or roughly, I believe it was around 3rd and 7, maybe longer. Looked like Duggan's going to get sacked. He doesn't. And then it almost looks like Johnson's going to go out of bounds. And then once he broke the tackle, off to the races. So, what more to be said? Well, a lot. We have all offseason to talk about this and all the immediate days to come. But for now, it's New Year's Eve. And the overall message is this. And it's not going to be mine. It's going to be the message of Jim Harbaugh, the message of J.J. McCarthy and other players. Harbaugh said he's proud of the team, said it's a locker room of heroes. J.J. McCarthy made a promise, and he said, I promise that we'll be back, meaning back to the college football playoff. McCarthy, he was one of the only players left on the field at the conclusion of the game, and he watched the TCU team celebrate with the confetti falling and the trophy ceremony and things like that. McCarthy's very upset, and that's one of the things I absolutely hate about covering football, and especially when a team is on the losing end. All the work these guys put in, from the players to the coaching staff, and just to see them so sad and some crying, I don't care how tough of a man you are, and some of these guys are as tough as they come. It's hard to see. And then you think about their families and, you know, their girlfriends, their parents, their mothers, fathers, their grandparents, anybody who's ever associated with them that loves and cares for these people, their hearts are wrenching right now, and their hearts might even be broken. But what's broke sometimes can be fixed, and that's what Michigan will try to do. They'll need to keep their chins up. They'll need to realize that, yes, they came up a bit short, but there's still a lot to be proud about. They won a Big Ten championship. They beat Ohio State. They won 13 games this season, and they came up just 6 points shy of heading to that national championship game. But hey, folks, for now, Happy New Year to you all. I sincerely thank you all for listening to me all season long, reading my articles, and all my colleagues here at Maize and Brew. It means the absolute world. I give a lot of my heart and soul to this game of football. A lot of travels for me throughout the year. I live in Northwest Indiana. I make the trek up to lovely Ann Arbor each and every weekend and stay at least a couple days up in that beautiful city. And I always miss it so much when the season ends. It starts with sweltering heat, ends with blistering cold, but I love it no matter what month of the year. Truly one of the special cities in America and one of the most special cities in the Midwest. Certainly one of the most special universities, not only in the nation, but in the world. But Michigan's in good hands. Jim Harbaugh's a great coach. A coach who just comes up short by this much. And someday, that's going to change. Look at Andy Reid. Chiefs coach Andy Reid, he went to 3, 4 NFC Championship games. Andy Reid didn't look like he was ever going to win one. But then he did. And he's a legend now. He's a Hall of Famer. Jim Harbaugh is already a Hall of Famer, in my view, for what he's done at Stanford, San Francisco 49ers. And yeah, now Michigan. How many games has Michigan lost the past 2 years, guys? How many? Three. They've only lost three games in a two-year span. A lot of great Saturdays for fans, huh? A lot of great Saturdays just sitting with fans, sitting with loved ones, and you might be frustrated at times even when Michigan wins, but they won. Not today. Not today, as I started this podcast off with. It's going to be a tough one to swallow, but collectively, that's what we're all going to have to do, and we'll be better for it. But I'm going to be signing off for now, and follow me on Twitter, at Woods Football. Follow us on Twitter, at Maize and Brew. And I'll be talking to you guys soon. And much love always. And thank you once more.